Yep. And, you know, if I think I'm going to get 272 for mine, you know, it's not happening. So, and that's, again, why it's important to drive the comps and get a feel for the neighborhood. So in looking at this, initially I'm like, okay, you know, I am probably somewhere between, you know, 149 and 175.
So a pretty big range.
Right. That is a very big range. But I know if they got 149.5, 17 days on market, and it's, you know, it's not nice on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
If I give, you know, if I've got all new windows, new roof, you know, refinished floor, ceramic tile, and pimp this thing out, mine should fly off the shelf if I use a 150, 155 ARV.
Yeah, and that touches on an issue that has been a common theme each night that we've done this, and that is looking at, when you're looking at the comps and the neighborhood and you're sizing this thing up as a rehab or even as a wholesaler, because you still have to see through the eyes of a rehabber potentially if that's who you're going to wholesale it to, you kind of want to look and see, if I make mine 5% better than theirs, what's the mm-hmm. price point that I could expect to sell it fast? So what's the best, what's the fast sale price point, that the market is telling me exists and that I will be almost guaranteed to get when I make my house 5% better than what's there now?
Sure.
And that's a philosophy I guess I'm hearing embedded within what you said there.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, you know, if you look at the actives and all the actives are at 155 and they're all outdated branches, you know, you should be able to get 155 with a fully rehab product and it should go quick. Or better yet, if you can price that thing at 150, you'll probably get a bit up in price because it's going to get all the attention in the area. So back to the numbers here. So I went with an ARV of 155. Times 65%, less repairs. I went through my repair estimate sheet and got repair numbers of 35,000. So my MAO was basically 66,000. Again, here the loss mitigation rep, you know, basically told me where I had to be by looking at their formula, and I was able to negotiate, even though we weren't outside of that February 5th timeline. They accepted my offer of 63,120. One thing, when I went back to the property, was partially snow covered. It had what looked like a brand new roof on it, but I did see some soft spots on it. So I'm like, you know, wonder what's going on here. So I did budget having to put a new roof on. And that's another point. You have to budget. If you can't see it, plan on fixing it, because you don't ever want to be in a situation where you didn't budget for it and you have to do it. It's always better to be in the, you know, the opposite way, because then you can still have money in your pocket versus not having the money to do it and needing it. So the way the numbers turned out on this thing, you know, here just my repair numbers. So I ended up going over my $35,000 budget. What ended up happening is I did need a new roof, but I not only needed new shingles, but all of the company that put the shingles on before put the shingles on top of rotten plywood. So they had to redeck that entire roof, which cost me more money. Thankfully, you know, the way I worked my numbers, it worked out fine. I ended up selling this property for $168,000, 23 days on the market. Gave them a closing cost credit of $2,300, and the profit on it was right about $53,000. If you do the numbers,
right,
you're going to say, well, your profit should have been around 60, but you've got all the other numbers in there that bring it down, your holding costs with your taxes, your insurance, and all that good stuff. So
right.
The real number is right at 53,000. So, you know, just to show you what it looked like.
Was this your listing you're going to show?
Yeah, this is the after picture. So you can see 23 days on the market. And we do these things up nice. You look at the front of this like and be like, well, that's pretty blah. You know, we don't spend a ton in landscaping. We make it very simple. Here's, you know, we fully stage the houses. You got new windows, new base and case. A stager, I don't know why she loves putting these crazy things on the walls. We put the crown up. It adds a bit to it. Refinish the hardwood floors. nice kitchen, tile out the bathrooms. Basement, we always paint the walls white and the floor like a tan color. Just make it real nice and clean. Sometimes we finish them, sometimes we don't, depending on what the comps say we have to do. This wall here, what we did is we opened that up. It used to be just a walkway through here with a full wall up. We removed that wall, and it really, it just made a huge difference. Here we go. There used to be a wall here. So this little 1,000-square-foot house made it look a lot bigger by opening that up. So we like to do that when it makes sense to do it.
Yeah, man, it sure does. Sure does.
It makes house look a lot nicer, a
lot
bigger.
So the price you picked at $168,000, was that a price point that you – was your fast sale price point you determined, or were you trying to kind of bump
it up? No, I was – my fast sale price was the was a $155,000 number.
Okay.
But we priced this at $169,000. I think – let's look at the history on it.
Which is below the top end of your comps.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so we priced it at actually, where is it on here? Yeah, $169,900. Then 23 days on market, we got $168,000 for it.
What is your philosophy on, because obviously you had a fast sale price point in your head, but you wanted to go for more. What's your philosophy on how quickly you will drop a price if you don't start getting action pretty fast?
Well, the way I look at it is if I don't have a contract in 21 days, I'm typically overpriced. You know, sometimes I may try and push it a little bit for a week and then ratchet it down right away because I don't want to sit on properties. I want to move them, get them off the books, and move on to the next project. You know, back from my days of trading, the philosophy was pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
So you get greedy and it can bite you in the rear end. So, not saying I won't try to be greedy for a few days or a week or so and see what happens. But then, you know, I want to get to reality very quickly because listings can become, you know, if they become stale, people start wondering, hey, what's wrong with this property? What's going on here? So I want, you know, and I think in this market right now, the better philosophy is to price it lower, and, you know, potentially have a food fight for it and have them drive the price up. Then, you know, shoot for the stars and have it sit there and rot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We jump to another example real quick.
Do you want to go? Yes. Over? Well, we can do that. I would say what we need here, just let me say this. Peter, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I know you're Eastern, so you're an hour later than Brian and I, so it's almost 11 o'clock your time, about 4 minutes till.
Good. I'm lighting up a smoke, buddy.
There you go. Brian, pull yours out. Pull yours out. Come on. I used to like cigars too, by the way, but I developed a smoke allergy, and that'll put a spoiler right into that process. I'm going to say, we're right at the 2 hour mark. Let's go no more than another 30 minutes tops, which means maybe 10, 15 more minutes with you, Brian, and then 10, 15 minutes of questions. Will that work for you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, this last example will be real short.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
okay.
that'll be fine.
Cool. All right, let's do it.
So another deal that I did, here's my details on it. Crappy house, crappy street, 2-bedroom, no basement, no garage.
Oh, so, man, there you go.
This thing breaks every single rule in the book.
It really does.
This guy called me off a sign. He says to me, you know, my house is assessed for $89,000. It was in Waukesha, which is a western suburb of Milwaukee. And I'm just like, oh, great. This guy thinks his house is worth $89,000. A lot of people think it's worth the assessed value. So he starts talking to me about he's lived there for 26 years. It's him and his three cats and really enjoyed the place. And I can tell this guy's just totally emotionally tied to it, the way it's sounding. But then he tells me he needs to move up to northern Wisconsin. He wants to go live where his brother is, and he was worked for the state of Wisconsin, and the darn Republicans forced him out of my job. So I kept to myself my comments on that part of it. But as we got talking further, I just said to him, hey, you know, 2-bedroom house on a busy street, no basement, no garage. I really can't pay you much for this house. And I reiterated that a few times. And then I got out of him. He's like, well, you know, I lived here for 26 years. This house really doesn't owe me anything. And now I'm, you know, starting to get my attention. And he says, you know, I realize I couldn't even have lived in a studio apartment for what it cost me to live at this place. And we talked about that a bit and went back and forth. And then I reiterated again, you know, the way the market is and, you know, two-bedroom house, no basement, busy street, no garage, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, can you come out and take a look at it? I'm like, well, you know, where do you need to be price-wise? Because, again, I'm not going to be able to do much for you. And I don't want to waste either of our time. He's like, well, how about you pay me $1,000 for it and cover my closing costs? Would that work for you? And I'm like, well, I think I need to come take a look at it. So I went and looked at it right away. And I can show you a picture of this thing. Here it is. And it used to be a one-bedroom house, and then they bumped it up, and now there's two bedrooms upstairs and like a sitting, you know, an ugly sitting room downstairs. So just
like a one level, and they added the second level.
Yeah,
oh,
at
wow.
one point. So I went and I had my IRA buy this house for $1,000, and it's kind of entertaining. So here's $1,000 on the sales contract, but after the prorations for the taxes and the water, this is what my IRA had to fund, $521.60 to buy this house from this guy. and he walked out of closing with $321.40. So, again, this house breaks every rule in my book for buying, but it just made stupid sense. In looking at comps, you know, I was just like, you know, I can't retail this thing, but some investor's going to buy this from me. So what I did is I just cleaned the thing up, painted it, carpeted it. You can see the pictures. Here we put new base down, painted it,
yeah.
Threw some carpet.
I mean, somebody want to rent that bad boy out, you know.
Exactly. Left the lovely kitchen, the stinky fridge. Had the floor in here was rotted out, so built up the floor again and just put VCT tile in. A lot of landlords like that because tenants, it's a little bit harder for them to destruct it.
Yep, and it's easy to replace a tile at a time and easy to find.
Exactly. But, you know, the new buyer paid extra for the pink toilet seat. So I threw this, you know, this thing is still pretty hideous. Ugly
you
wallpaper.
Left the paper in place. Nice.
Oh, yes.
You didn't even paint over it. Like, I would at least, would have, if you're going to paint, I would paint over the paper. Come on.
we left this pig alone. So yeah, you can see it. And this was this
oh, is that
be
the fake brick
up,
wall
the bedroom.
Is that the like fake brick wall stuff that looks?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh gosh, bringing back bad memories of some of my early deals.
Yeah. So we got this thing turned around, threw it on the market for $39,900, and in 2 days I had it sold for $40,900.
Nice.
So that's a pretty sweet return in the IRA.
Indeed.
And I thought we had this offer immediately, and I thought, man, I totally mispriced this thing. I should have asked for more because I think we had three showings on the first day, and then the phone kept ringing and ringing. But that $40,900 offer was the only one we got until, and then obviously when the agent marked it pending, the phone stopped ringing. So I'm glad I took the offer and got it done, but it was an easy deal, but not a normal deal. And this is again one where I broke all the rules in the book, but it just made sense to do, so I did it.
Well done. That's a horse of a different color for sure than any of the deals we've looked at. But I think it's a great testimony to, I guess how many things price can overcome. You know.
Exactly. Yep.
I bet, so, but, Pete, in Baltimore, D.C., I bet you couldn't find a house like that for $1,000 anywhere, could you?
I haven't found one yet.
Yeah.
but I'd sign me up for that deal, Brian.
Well, I will tell you, that is not a normal deal in my marketplace, so don't think that's the case. Every once in a while you get lucky and stumble on those. And that is not a normal rehab for me either. Usually, you know, everything's done from top to bottom, and this was you know, we put a little lipstick on the pig and put it back out there.